Welcome to today's hip pause meditation.
I invite you to take a position that feels comfortable in your body that you can hold for the next 10 minutes. And once you land in a position that feels good in your body today, just begin to relax. Noticing the quality of your breath. Finding length in your back. Maybe roll the shoulders slowly. Letting go of any tension. And if you haven't already, close the eyes or soften your gaze. Noticing the volume that you take up in space. Feeling your lungs expand and contract. Noticing where your weight is melting into your mat. Just knowing that there is no other place to be other than right here and right now. The focus of today's practice is exploring the journey of exercise and how it shifts in the different seasons of your life. Just noticing where you began, where you are now, knowing that it's an evolving process. Just noticing that you are always growing. Always shifting directions. So in today's practice, I want to talk about movement and my own personal journey with exercise and what led me to where I am today. We have all been through different exercise and fitness journeys, embracing different types of activities in different seasons of our lives. It's amazing how much my perspective on exercise and fitness has changed since I was a kid at the very beginning of the journey. When I was a kid, I was always playing outside with my three younger sisters. We climbed trees, made mud pies, and I tended to be the master fort constructor, dragging around dead branches and leaning them together. Or tearing apart all of the furniture in my house and draping blankets across it. I remember going to gym class in school, which I didn't particularly love, with not so fond memories of getting nailed with dodgeballs by the boys in my class, and then doing after-school sports like dance and swimming lessons. I remember being shown guidelines from the Government of Canada, where I grew up, saying kids should get at least 60 minutes of exercise per day. I definitely didn't always get that in an organized way. And I remember reading that thinking, uh-oh, I guess I'm unhealthy even now. I didn't understand the science of longevity or how important it would become to me as I became an adult to move every day. I also didn't understand the benefits that it has for mental health and for overall well-being. I didn't understand the importance of being intentional with movement and being consistent and using it as a way to manage stress. I was by no means following any kind of workout plan or putting very much focus on it. Kids in my school who were overweight tended to get bullied, and I was just grateful that wasn't me. I didn't have any wellness rituals, and I didn't know anyone who consistently did yoga or meditated in my community. I barely knew anything about either. At the end of high school, I competed as a long-distance runner, my longest race, a half marathon. I was also a member of the cross-country and track and field teams. Running was a really big part of my life at this time. For me and for most people, being active was a way to make friends, grow, and be a part of a community. I'm grateful for all of the time I spent doing these activities and living vibrantly in this dimension of health during that time. I became interested in yoga in my teenage years, but it wasn't really accessible for me. The first time I was able to explore it more deeply was when it was offered as a physical education credit when I was 17. This was the first time I read the book, The Four Agreements, and explored some of the basic postures of yoga. The Four Agreements resonated strongly with me during this time, and I began applying its teachings to overcome things I was struggling with. Although I had some exposure to yoga, I still didn't have a consistent yoga practice and was lacking a deeper understanding of it. The next notable chapter in my exercise journey was being in university/college. This was probably the darkest chapter in terms of my physical health. Many of you can probably relate to the challenges of maintaining health while in school or at any point in your life when you feel genuinely overwhelmed. Sadly, this is when meditation and daily exercise would have helped me the most. I was not health conscious or practicing any kind of self-awareness with my health. I didn't understand the impact of my diet, and I barely exercised at all. In university, I studied civil engineering and often felt overwhelmed with schoolwork and the amount of time I had to spend getting it all done to submit everything on time. I never felt like I had enough time to finish my work, let alone do anything else. I was always worried about my performance on tests and exams, petrified of getting a bad grade or failing something. This was my life for 4 years, and it took a toll. During this time, I weighed 25 pounds more than I do currently. My husband always jokes that anyone in their early 20s should be able to keep their weight down easily. That certainly wasn't the case for me with how much I was eating and the kind of food I was eating. I just used food as a way to cope with stress. You could call this my fat phase. Not only did I struggle to get consistent exercise, I had terrible eating habits. On a daily basis, I ate a lot of processed foods, highly weighted in the carbohydrate category, and was a sugar addict. My habits were not in alignment with my health goals. I was lacking in pretty much all areas of healthy habits. Like I said, I really wasn't getting any exercise. One of the only ways I was able to feel better was going to a local yoga studio in the city that I lived in when I could. It was one of the only moments I felt calm and grounded. Going to the studio where I lived in Halifax, Canada, inspired me to want to become a teacher. I loved going to class and challenging myself. This is where I learned that yoga can be hard, and that it requires patience and perseverance. After finishing my degree, I decided I didn't want to live in a way that hurt my health. I wanted more for myself. I started reading about nutrition, experimenting with caloric restriction, exercising more, and building a different life for myself. This was the start of my next chapter. I was very busy working in construction management and building sciences, but I made my health a priority. I really had to buckle down to start to make progress. For me, progress started with tracking my exercise. On a printed out calendar, I started to write down the letter E for exercise in the top corner. Every day that I exercised, I would put a check beside it. My goal was never to miss it, and I hated when I would lose a streak. I started using a journal to hold myself accountable. This strong desire for consistency led me to begin habit journaling. Once I began on the journey of daily exercise and tracking it, it slowly became part of my lifestyle. For a long time, I engaged in vigorous exercise, running almost every day and doing HIIT workouts. I still struggled with overeating and often used intense exercise to tell myself that I had earned my food. It wasn't really a healthy cycle and ended up causing me to wear my body out most of the time. Things might not have been perfect, but I was in a better routine with getting daily exercise. Eventually, I got tired of the force I was putting on my body with intense workouts at that frequency. I wanted to lean into movement that felt grounding, not something I was doing to write off how much I was eating, but movement that helped me feel balanced and mindful. This desire to change and grow inspired me to study yoga and integrative nutrition. It led me to the way I live today and to develop habitual health. Habitual health is a blend of tracking the habits that serve you and building self-awareness with all of the dimensions of your health, exercise just being one small piece of the full picture. I am not perfect. I have bad days where I don't honor my body with what I eat, or days when I miss part of my journaling or have bad sleep, despite it being such a big part of my life. I work on doing my best, and I'm here to support you in doing the same. I invite you to take a full deep breath in and exhale, release. Begin to bring movement into the fingers and the toes, gently opening your eyes.
Thank you for sharing your practice with me today, and I wish you a beautiful day ahead. Until next time.